Chilkoot Indian Association is developing plans for Tlingit language revitalization, tourism recovery, and more. We have an update with Tribal Administrator Harriet Brulette. And after more than 30 years at sea, a message in a bottle washes up in Dyea. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Corinne Smith. Those stories are up next. The Chilkoot Indian Association is developing plans for several ambitious projects over the next few years. Last week, we heard an update on current community projects around Haines, focused on food security, storm recovery, and more. Building off of several years of work on financial audits and creating financial stability, the tribe now aims to tackle long-term goals. That includes Tlingit language and arts revitalization, tourism recovery plans, and a new waterfront restaurant. I spoke with Tribal Administrator Harriet Brulette about those future projects.
Now that we're in a good position, we are able to partner to offer more focused cultural activities. And one of the things that is very important to us is to relearn our language. I sometimes think about the fact that our people have been in the Tilkat Valley for tens of thousands of years, generation after generation after generation. And all it took was two generations for me to completely lose my language. And I'm hoping that within the next two generations, we will have fluent speakers again. Mm-hmm. But that starts somewhere. And we're taking baby steps in that direction. And this language grant that we've received from ANA is the first step towards that.
Yeah, can you talk a bit more about that, the grant and the new Tlingit language program in development now?
So what we're going to do over the next year is to do an assessment of our community to see where people are at as far as their proficiency with the Tlingit language and what their needs are, what they'd like to learn. And then we will use that data to apply for additional funding for the next phases, which would be developing curriculum and implementing our curriculum and beginning to teach the language to make sure the language is more accessible to everybody in the community.
So a recent grant is the Chilkoot Cultural Journey Grant. Can you talk about that in terms of supporting artists and art education?
This is a really exciting grant. We have a number of aspiring artists in our community who could act as a cultural bridge for us. So it is important for the artists that we do have to become masters of their craft, masters of their art. And this grant will give our artists an opportunity to work with master artists.
Can you tell us a bit about the tourism projects and a new waterfront restaurant at the Chilkoot Indian Association dock?
So the tourism industry was hit hard during COVID. So the tribe is focusing some of our attention on rebuilding some of that tourism industry in our community. The tribe really hasn't been involved in tourism in the past, but this is sort of a new thing for us. So we have the dock, and we are hoping that one of the capital projects that we can have funded in the near future is to have the area around the dock dredged so we could have larger boats docking in our facility. We will have the restaurant up and running in the next probably year. There are a number of, I guess it's just balls in the air right now that when everything sort of lands and things sort of settle out, I have this vision of this beautiful waterfront and things for visitors to see and do that will make Haines a more attractive destination. And maybe we'll get some of those folks to come from Skagway. We're working with the borough on the trail that goes from the Chilkoot Indian Association dock to Picture Point so that folks can walk the waterfront.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's going to be beautiful. It will be beautiful when it's finished.
That was Harriet Brulette, Tribal Administrator with the Chilkoot Indian Association, with an update on future projects. A Skagway resident has found a message in a bottle washed up on a beach with no indication of who sent it or from where. Now she's looking for help to find its sender. KHNS's Mike Swayze walked with her to the site where she found the unburied treasure.
At the northernmost tip of the Inside Passage sits the beach at the Dyea Flats. Dyea was once a gold rush boomtown. Now it's home to a few dozen residents in a recreational area managed by the Skagway Borough. In amongst a pile of washed-up logs, branches, and general flotsam, Dyea resident Pam Joy stumbled across one of those special finds that beachcombers always hope to discover. A message in a bottle.
I was walking along the flats, like I always do, picking up trash like I always do, and I saw this bottle peeking out, and I picked it up and was just about ready to chuck it in my bag, and I saw there was a piece of paper in it. And it was a message in a bottle. It said, Happy New Year, 1987.
The tides had been over 20 feet just a couple of days before, plus there was 40-mile-an-hour gusting winds. Joy thinks it was the combination of those two that may have dislodged the bottle from wherever it had been resting.
I'm amazed that it had been in the water this long and not been broken, but then I'm thinking, well, maybe somebody like from Skagway threw it in, or Haines, and it's just been stuck down in the bottom somewhere all that time and just got stirred up by the storm. Maybe it really hasn't traveled very far. Or maybe it came from Australia. Who knows? Who knows?
The bottle is clear glass with a beige plastic screw on top. The safety seal is still attached.
The only other clue I have is that there's a Right in the Rain logo at the bottom of the piece of paper. And it's in a liquor bottle. So, you know, New Year's Eve. I'm sure there was alcohol involved in this event.
Right in the Rain paper has been around for over a century. This piece has been ripped out of a small spiral notebook with the spiral at the top of the page. The message was written in black ink.
Oh, it definitely looks like an adult. It's kind of like cursive writing.
But the sender of this message in a bottle didn't include any other information.
I really wish that I had some way to identify who it was or how far it's come or where it came from. I would like to be able to let the person know who wrote this that I found it, where I found it, in case it has come a long distance or, you know, just the fact that it's been in the water all these years.
Joy has posted a photo of the bottle on social media and asked friends to share, but hasn't had any luck tracking down the sender.
I've spent most of my life by an ocean. I grew up in Maine and spent lots of time on the beach, and I even worked on a fishing boat in Maine, hauling traps and hauling up things out of the bottom of the ocean, and many, many years on the beach, and this is the first message in a bottle I've ever found, so I'm very, very excited.
Over the last few years, she's found a rice bag from Eastern Asia, little bits of trash with different languages on them.
And there's, of course, tons of crap, plastic, you know, bags and candy bar wrappers and beer cans. And
she says unless she miraculously figures out who sent the message, she'll add it to her collection in her home in Dyea.
There's some other old bottles that have been found out here in there, but none of the others have messages in them. I'm going to stick this in the window with the other bottles, I think.
The oldest message in a bottle that's been found to date, according to the Guinness Book of World Records, was thrown overboard by a boat captain in 1886 from Hamburg, Germany, in an effort to better understand shipping routes. It was discovered in Australia in 2018, making the message over 130 years old. Today, scientists have devised instruments based on the message-in-a-bottle design. They're called Argo floats. These large cylinders can adjust buoyancy to travel at specified depths. They help scientists record data on ocean currents, water temperature, salinity, and other oceanographic information. Reporting from Skagway, I'm Mike Swayze.
For KHNS, I'm Corinne Smith. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read news stories on our website at khns.org. You can also subscribe to KHNS News on Spotify or anywhere you get your podcasts.